witnessing the power of repentance.
You desire, God, to seek and save those who are lost.
Do we take advantage of the opportunity to share the gospel with people, or we can just sit on our hands and do nothing?
Jesus said, I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. You've got to be willing to repent and tell God that you're sorry.
Opportunities to share your faith are everywhere. What you can do right now to spread the gospel.
Our country has gone so far away from God, but I believe it's the love of God that brings men to repentance.
Tens of thousands of Christians are taking a stand to pray, vote, and engage.
We need the Christian voice in politics.
And we can just pray that God will lead us in the right direction.
It's all coming up next.
You know, repentance is not a popular topic today, and many people don't want to think that they are bad, that they need to turn, go another direction. They want to think that everything is fine and everything is okay. When Jesus started his ministry, he warned people to repent. And to repent is to turn from our sins, to go another direction. And if we're willing to turn and go a different direction, God will forgive our sins and he'll heal our hearts. And we can have that assurance knowing that our sins are forgiven and that we are ready for heaven. If we don't turn from our sins, if we don't repent, there is no hope. We will perish. I've listened to my father many times preach, and he's always included repentance in every message. You see, that's part of the gospel.
How do you have your mind transformed? By repenting of sin and receiving Christ into your heart.
Jesus Christ came and he took our sins and he died for our sins. And if we're willing to confess our sins and repent and believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that promise, we will be saved. And it's my hope and prayer everyone who's watching this will confess their sins and repent and believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Japanese society may be one of the most difficult societies anywhere in the world to penetrate. But you see, Jesus gave to all of us the command to make disciples of all nations. All nations, that's Japan. We're here in Japan to preach the gospel. And I believe that there's power in the gospel.
And who knows, there may be a young man or woman who will come to faith in Christ this week, whom God may raise to reach Japan in a mighty way.
I was just a kid, but already I had the thought of jumping off a tall building and killing myself. My parents divorced when I was 10, which broke up my family, and we went our separate ways. It was one of the most painful experiences of my childhood. I still remember the pain I felt. In high school, I was a rebel, just partying and playing the thug. My thinking at the time was that, as long as I don't get arrested, it's cool. Looking back now, when I think about what was tormenting me the most, the answer is simple. It was the guilt over the sins I knew I was committing. And I knew I had turned my back on God. I was just a sinner without hope. Jesus loves us just as we are, no matter how hopeless we think we are. Jesus died on the cross for a sinner like me. I'm the one who should have died for what I've done, not him. Once I accepted the reality of his sacrifice, I just cried and cried. I decided to dedicate the rest of my life to Jesus. I want to tell people who don't know God's love that He truly loves them very much.
First of all, I want you to know tonight that God loves you. But our sins separate us from God. The Bible tells us that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but should have everlasting life. If you come to Christ, you've got to be willing to turn your back on your sins. You've got to be willing to repent and tell God that you're sorry. You see, God is patient with you. He's not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come in repentance. Are you sure your sins are forgiven? If you're not confident, I want you to get up out of your seat right now.
I love Jesus very much, and I love telling people who don't know Him yet about the wonderful love of God. This has been a great opportunity for me.
What stood out to me was that Jesus hung on the cross for us. The message of God's love will stay in my heart. It left a powerful impression.
I came forward to ask God to forgive my sins.
What resonated with me the most is that God truly loves Japan.
I came forward in front of God and in front of everyone to confess my sins and to surrender my all to God.
The celebration has me fired up. I feel blessed to see so many people being saved, and I'm just filled with hope.
I remember standing on stage and giving the invitation to see Japanese people confessing their sins, repenting of their sins, and by faith believing on the name of Jesus Christ. That never gets old, and you realize this is the work of the Holy Spirit of God. It's not Franklin Graham. It's just God uses His Word, and there's power in His Word. There's power in the gospel. You know, we're going to keep taking the gospel. We're going to keep preaching the gospel, and we're going to go to many countries, as many cities as we possibly can. And I just thank you for each and every one that stands with us, prays for us, supports us, because we couldn't do it without you. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thousands of lives are changed every year across America and around the world through the good news of Jesus Christ. Join with us as we take this important message to the ends of the earth. Visit billygraham.tv or call 877-567-8989. As a thank you for any gift, you'll receive the book Undefeated, God's Strategy for Successful Living by Don Wilton, longtime pastor to Billy Graham. Call or log on to get involved.
Coming up.
My friend Justin, I did send him an invitation. I don't know if he's for sure going to come yet.
The path to repentance is challenging.
God loves us and He doesn't want us to be separated from Him.
Watch what happens when believers take a chance and go out of their comfort zone to share Jesus.
Your friends and family out there are lost souls. This invite is what's going to change them.
And later, one man's conviction to take a stand for Christ in the 2016 Decision America Tour.
I believe that this is going to be an ignition point for our country.
Coming up.
The only hope for our nation is Almighty God. And the most important thing that we can do is to pray. Vote for candidates that stand for biblical truth and biblical principles and that are willing to live them. Go back to your community. Advocate for God's truth. And let's elect men and women who will lead this nation back to really being one nation under God.
What might appear as small, what could be deemed as insignificant can be merged and combined and unified into something more, something much greater. Just one prayer, one offering, one volunteer, through faith will multiply and transform more hearts and lives for Christ. At Franklin Graham Festivals and Will Graham Celebrations, people hear God's call and are challenged to respond in faith. Through the My Hope program, millions are being deeply impacted for the gospel through TV, DVDs, and the internet. Visitors to the Billy Graham Library experience an ongoing crusade through Billy's life and ministry. And peacewithgod.net connects more people than ever before to Christ, sharing the gospel online with millions. The gospel of Jesus Christ being spread life by life, soul by soul, and grain by grain is what the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association has always been about. We're proclaiming Christ so the entire world can know Jesus. Always good news.
You know, a person has to understand that we're sinners. Our sins separate us from God. And the Bible says all of us have sinned and we've all come short of God's glory, and that the wages, the penalty of sin, is death. And there's only one who can take our sins, and that's Jesus Christ. And He took our sins and He died on a cross and He shed His blood for our sins and He was buried for our sins, but God raised Him to life. Jesus Christ isn't dead, He's alive, and He can come into each and every heart. And to do that, we've got to be willing to turn from our sins and trust Him by faith, believing Him and bringing Him into our heart to live. God doesn't want us to perish. He wants us to be saved, but He's a just God. He's a holy God. Our sins condemn us. You know, at the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, this is what we do, is preach the gospel. We want people to repent. We want people to know the truth. And one of the tools that we use is My Hope. Every year we've done it now since my father's 95th birthday, and we're going to continue to do it because it's a tremendous tool that the church can use to convey and relate the gospel of Jesus Christ to not only to the church, but to the church and their friends and their families and their loved ones.
I think one of my greatest desires is for people to come to know Jesus the way that I know Jesus. The My Hope film, it captures people, it draws people's attention, and I believe it's so simple to present the gospel in this way. The individuals that come to the doors of Teen Challenge have been bound and entangled by alcoholism and drug addiction, and we see people living those types of lifestyles find real life transformation and change and true freedom that only comes through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Students have been challenged to invite those whom they are connected to who don't know the Lord so that they can see a value of a soul.
I invite a lot of people, but the person I'm looking forward to coming the most is my friend Justin. We actually started working at In-N-Out Burger together. That's how I met him. And the day before I came into Teen Challenge, I just remembered that conversation of us just sitting in the car talking. I thought about him about a month ago. I was like, gosh, he's still out there.
Did you send him an invitation?
I did send him an invitation. I don't know if he's for sure going to come yet.
Right. What's his name?
Justin.
Justin. Let's pray for that guy.
Absolutely.
Right? God, I just pray that you administer to Justin's deepest needs right now. You know, as believers, we are under obligation to respond to the prompting and to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And we have a responsibility because we've been entrusted with such a precious ministry of reconciliation.
Daughter in the program. And yeah. Sorry to interrupt you, but I just got off the phone with Justin. And
are you serious?
He said he's coming tomorrow. So.
That's awesome, man. Oh, that's so great, man.
For sure. Thank you so much, man. I know he's going to come.
This is the opportunity.
For sure.
We've been waiting in great anticipation for this day. We're just excited about what Christ wants to do in our midst. And the students have invited, we've prayed, we've interceded. It's God's part now to show up and to do His powerful work.
What up, man?
What are you saying?
Is that Justin?
No way.
Introduce him to me.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. We just want to thank you for coming today to the My Hope Family Picnic Day.
And we are excited for what God wants to do in our time of fellowship and to view the value of a soul.
We begin to make a lot of money. My thought, this is it. This is the life. I was not right with God. That's scary.
What should it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Is your soul secure in the hands of God? You've got to be willing to turn from your sins and invite Jesus Christ to come into your heart and to your life.
Today is the day of salvation.
Hoy es el día de salvación.
God is offering you an opportunity. The Bible says that all who call on the name of Jesus
en el nombre de Jesucristo
will be saved. If you want to receive Christ, just raise your hand. We want to lead you to Him.
Levanta su mano.
Being here, it felt inviting. It was like something was calling me in. Today, I felt love. I felt just like I cared, like someone cared. I definitely feel like I need Christ in my life. I need His love, and I need to love Him back and just give Him my all.
Your friends and family out there are lost souls, and that this invite is what's going to change them.
Today was a really good day.
To see people encounter God, He cleanses them, He washes them, He renews them, and gives them a brand new life and gives them hope. That's what moves me.
Your prayers and support will help the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association continue to spread the gospel to those who need Christ in their lives. Visit billygraham.tv and click Give, or call 877-567-8989 right now. Partner with us and get involved. Call or log on today.
Coming up, thousands of Christians across the U.S. are rallying together in prayer for our nation.
That was the day that I stood up and said, I'm going to be the better leader in my community.
Next.
I'm traveling to all 50 states. We're asking Christians to pray to vote for candidates that stand for biblical values and engage in your community, and I'm going to be sharing the gospel. Join me for the Decision America Tour.
One purpose drives this man to a village he can only reach by boat. A purpose that brings this woman to the struggling victims of a hurricane. A purpose that causes this teenager to talk to her friends about something most would avoid. A purpose that motivates this preacher to travel to the far reaches of the globe.
He gave his life and shed his blood for you and for me.
The purpose? The simple message of salvation through Jesus Christ. Each of these people is doing what they can to take the gospel to that one person, that one life. We are the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. And our mission is to do everything we can to reach each life with the good news of Jesus Christ. Through My Hope, the Billy Graham Library, Internet Evangelism, and Crusade Ministries, we are reaching countless lives with the gospel. Join with us. Help us take the good news to a vast and dark world, one life at a time. Call right now, 877-567-8989, or go to billygraham.tv.
No nation has ever improved morally without a spiritual revival. History proves that point. You know, everybody's talking about elections that are coming along. You know, I'm absolutely convinced that no matter who's elected, America is not going to be saved unless we have a moral and spiritual revival.
Our country is in trouble. We have turned our back on Almighty God, and we need His help. Without God, there's no hope.
America, oh America, one nation under God, every lost our way.
The only hope that I have for this country is if the church stands up and gets involved, and I realize if we don't get involved now, it may be too late.
America, oh. let's make a choice to stand for what is right.
So please get involved in the Decision America Tour, because if the Church of Jesus Christ would take a stand, then I believe we have hope for America. Nehemiah got word that the walls of Jerusalem were destroyed and the gates had been burned. He was so distraught over this, he prayed, confessed his sins, confessed the sins of his father, and he confessed the sins of his nation, his people. And God heard him, and God gave favor to him. And God sent him back, and he rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem. And you see, the world in which we live today, our nation is in trouble. Our moral walls have collapsed and our gates are burned, and we need to build them back. And I want to say right now to you, to the church, we need to stand firm. We need to stand together. We need to rebuild the walls of this nation. They are crumbling. They're coming down, and it's because of sin. Sin in the church, sin in our community, sin in our own lives, and we need to confess our sins and repent and turn from those sins, and we need to ask God how he might use us to rebuild the walls of this nation so that we are once again a nation under God. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. America needs healing. Our nation is in trouble. And I want you to just look here for a moment at what the Decision America Tour, at what we're saying and what we're doing as we go from capital to capital to hold a prayer rally for this nation.
Sometimes we kind of get stuck in our comfort zones. You know, we get stuck around church that we're in, and that's a problem. We're supposed to be out touching other people and touching the world.
That's why I'm here. He's called us to stand that's up right. for what's right.
If you're not willing to step out of your comfort zone, how can we change things?
That's right.
We can be the hands and feet of God. And that's why I want to be a part of Decision America Tour.
I want to welcome each and every one of you, and I'm encouraged that you personally care so much about your state and about our country. We're here today because we see that our nation is in trouble.
Our country has gone so far away from God. Our kids are so desensitized to violence, to sex, to everything, you know, and you do your best to raise them in this household that's Christian, but then when they walk out of its doors, you know, are they going to continue to uphold those values that they learned in the house? That's important to me.
People say, Franklin, why are you doing this? I have 10 grandchildren. I look at my grandchildren, they're not going to have the same country that I grew up in. They're not going to have those same opportunities.
There's a sense of helplessness because we don't feel like we could change anything.
In Nehemiah chapter 1, the children of Israel are in captivity in Babylon because of their sins and because of their moral pollution. God heard Nehemiah's prayer. And his prayer was to confess the sins of his people, of himself and his fathers.
If we can just pray, we repent, and start searching out God in the heart of God again, that God will lead us in the right direction for our families, for our country, our politicians. If our politicians would pray, God would lead them in the right directions again.
We've got many sins. Let's just pray out loud, and just ask God to forgive the sins of our nation. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you hear our prayers. Father, we ask that you forgive our nation of our many sins. Father, we have turned our back on you. We've turned our face against you. We're sorry, Father. Forgive us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We need the Christian voice in politics. We need men and women who are not afraid to take a stand.
It's easy to say that you want to see change, but actually doing it is what I want my kids to see. And that's why I'm running for school board.
Can you imagine if that the majority of the municipalities in America were controlled by God-fearing men and women? City councils. How important to have Christian city council members. County commissioners. School boards. Think about the school boards.
Not only am I running for school board, I'm a Christian that's running for school board, and getting involved in Decision America Tour just adds a whole nother piece to that puzzle. I'm expecting us to go back to prayer. I'm expecting us to repent and follow after Christ with all our hearts and all our minds. I believe that this is going to be an ignition point for our country, that you're going to see a change not only in our churches, but in our families, in our communities, in our schools. When we look back a year from now, we're going to say that was it. That was the day that I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. That was the day that I stood up and said, I'm going to be a better leader in my community.
We need to go out there and get involved and get in the process and let our voices be heard, and that we're not going to go away and we're not going to be silenced, and you're not just going to push us off to the side somewhere. We're going to stand up and we're going to let our voices be heard as Christians who will lead this nation back to really one nation under God. That can truthfully say, in God we trust. God bless you. See you at the polls, okay? Thank you.
1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, Almighty God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, from heaven to this earth to take our sins. He came on a rescue mission. He took our sins and he died on a cross and he shed his blood. He was buried for our sins. But on the third day, God raised him to life. Jesus Christ isn't dead. He's alive. And he can come into each and every heart that is willing to invite him and to trust him. But we've got to be willing to turn from those sins and believe on the name of his Son. This is the message of the gospel. And this is what the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is all about. And this is what we're going to keep doing. We're going to take this message to the ends of the earth. God bless you.
The journey continues as Franklin Graham makes his way across all 50 states to rally our nation in prayer. You can be a part of this important opportunity to financially support the Decision America Tour. Visit billygraham.tv or call 877-567-8989. As a thank you for any gift, you'll receive the book Undefeated, God's Strategy for Successful Living by Don Wilton, longtime pastor to Billy Graham. Call or log on today and get involved.